right. Introducing Real Time Podcast, episode numero uno. That means number one for the layman out there. I'm joined by my good friend. Christian, don't shake your head at me, man. I'm joined by my good friends. We got Christian Violo, Eric Mendiola, and Boyce Rooker, and then I myself, Eric Dixon, aka the Gaming Critic. If we were going to go around and just basically introduce ourselves and talk about some of our gaming preferences and stuff like that, give you a feel for what we're into and what we like. I'll start. I would say I'm more so like a console gamer, mostly like PlayStation, Xbox. That's what I was mostly. I mostly came up on that. Some of my favorite games are, Assassin's Creed, Uncharted, and Last of Us, stuff like that. Third person action adventure games, that's my bread and butter, I would say. So I'm pretty basic. How about you, Christian?
For me, I prefer PC just because that's the most accessible one for me right now. As for games I play, it's kind of just whatever. I never had like a strict preference for the games I play, so you'll catch me going anywhere from like a first-person shooter to something heavily story-driven or just whatever might interest me. Nice. It's all about how it looks.
Nice. How about you, Eric?
Yeah, me, definitely a console gamer. I was just born and raised. Definitely wanted to jump on the PC train. And I still don't have a PC unless you count the deck, which I know you guys know what I mean. Like, it can't run like Elder Scrolls 6 with full mods and Ultra 4, but definitely been enjoying. I've always liked combat, focus, I like exploration. I like platforming lately. I know you guys didn't see me on the text chain with the Metroidvanias. That's what I'm doing right now. But yeah, anything with killing really will get me. At least moderately interested. Puzzles sometimes, but yeah.
Nice. And you, boys?
For me, I'm more so into the console side, especially more so Xbox and PlayStation. Xbox mainly for the backwards compatibility to play classics like GTA 4 or even classic Assassin's Creed or even some long dormant franchises. And I dabble in PC a little bit, but again, just for the classics 2000s era games, like Splinter Cell as well.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That's part of the reason I wanted the Xbox too, is to play older games. But so with that, we can get into our first little section, which is what we've been up to, which is basically anything like gaming related, like what we've been playing or like reading or watching. Anything having to do with gaming. So I'll start. I started up two new games. Dead Island 2 and Sifu, since they were, well, Dead Island 2 was on Game Pass, Sifu was on PlayStation Plus, so I was like, might as well try them out. And I was like, okay, I'll have Sifu as a game that I can like get on and like grind and have fun. Once I get frustrated with that, I'll just like go play Dead Island 2 as like a nice like de-stress, like, you know, killing zombies for me is very, very relaxing. So, you know, I was just like that. Now I picked up Dead Island 2 and I was like, oh, I'm pretty into this. But then I started playing Sifu and that's just kind of like, it took up all of my attention. Like, it's all I think about all the time. I'm like, I just want to play this game again. I've been like grinding out, replaying those levels, trying to like get through it. I'm currently on the tower at age 20. Because I like refuse to like allow myself to get through the stages at any other age. So I've just been like playing that a bunch and it's frustrating, but holy crap, I can't stop playing it. Can't put it down. So that's what I've been up to. That is amazing.
I love Sifu so much, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it got a lot of praise when it came out, but it came out like the same month as like Horizon, I think. And that was like the main game that I wanted that month. And so I was like, I'll just hold out and buy Horizon. And then they put it on PlayStation Plus. And I was like, okay, cool. I can try it out. Man, that game is so good. So what have you guys been up to? How about you, Christian?
I started up two games this past week. One was Armored Core 6, and the other was Control. Armored Core 6 is fantastic. I love it. First met game I've really played, and this is a great introduction. Like, the gameplay, the story is engaging. It's really cool looking. And Control, it's a different kind of game. It really, because Eric, you'll be familiar with Infamous, you know, like that's the game that really feels like Control is sort of like, whether intentional or not, a spiritual successor to, just due to the way the powers function. It's a very trippy game too, which I like that abstract stuff, but they don't have it overtake the combat portion, which I really like. They play into it so well. I like being confused in that game. It's a very nice blend of like the sort of industrial look. A lot of games, you know, take place outside. This one's in one building. So just seeing like that brutalist architecture, it's very physics-based too. So like whatever you do affects the environment. It's so fun. It's so fun. That's basically what I've been doing.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I've been looking forward to like trying out Control. Like I've just basically decided this summer, whenever I have the time, I'm going to go through Alan Wake, Control, and then Alan Wake 2, basically as like a three-parter. And since that's like, they're in a connected universe now, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's just those three, unless Quantum Break is in there somewhere or something. I don't really know. But yeah, I've never played a Remedy game, actually. I've played a little bit of Control way back when I like first got my PlayStation 5. But then I didn't really get super far into it. So yeah, I'm looking forward to like playing through those and the first couple Max Paynes and really experiencing Remedy for the first time. So sounds good, man. How about you, Eric?
Right on, man. Yeah, I've been playing this game right now. What's got its hooks into me? I was trying to play Hollow Knight. I like that. I'm going to finish that. But before I started another game called Blasphemous, I don't know, there's something about it that just really caught my eye. And I'm telling you guys, this game is like gorgeous, man. The cutscenes, dude, they're all like pixel. It reminded me like way back like in the 90s. They had these things called like Tale of Monkey Island. I don't know how that is. CDI, I think that's what they're called. But the animation, dude, it's like a Dark Souls in 2D, man. But like you can, it's really hard, but the combat is like, it's like one of those rare cases where the combat is the focus. Like, it's just so satisfying, man. And I got this Xbox controller, and I've never had one of those. I just got like last week, but like the rumble on that thing, man, it's satisfying as hell, dude. But I don't know, it's just like, I don't know, the guy, he's called the Penitent One. He has like a pyramid, he looks like Pyramid Head, and he's slaying all these people. It's badass. So there's like a new one that came out. It's actually supposed to be even better. So I definitely want to try that out, man. I'm hyped for that, definitely. But I definitely, combat, like, I definitely see myself playing Sifu lately, or Neo 2. I don't know, there's something about, it feels weird as hell going back to 3D, but like, damn, it feels like an upgrade, you know, after playing all these 2D games, you know. It's just like, it is a lot of fun. And because of Rise of Ronin, I think that's why. I'm like, that game, every time I see something about the game, I can't see something about it that really trips me up. Like, everything else looks badass. He like turns into an eagle. And then, I don't know, the graphics look, they don't look terrible from what I've seen, but the variety, there's like guns and swords, and it's a really interesting period of times. Like when the Japanese were met with Western culture, I'm like, how have we not explored this before? And I don't, just to see the way it's rating, like 7 out of 10, this and that. But from what I've heard, the combat is really good, you know. So where do we outweigh what, you know, like which one? Because to me, I feel like if a game is fun combat wise that, like, it should be higher up, unless there's a lot of traveling, you know, like with Dragon's Dogma, that whole, you know, comment that was made, you know. But I'll say that for someone else to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen, like, I mean, how is it reviewing? I haven't really looked at the reviews for like Rise of the Ronin, but
like, how's they're, it? This pretty similar to Dogma, Dragon's Dogma. If anything, like the most, it's identical everywhere except IGN. You got like a 7 And Dragon's Dogma got an 8. Seven, so. But like they gave Dragon's Dogma an 8, and Dragon's Dogma, honestly, a lot of that I find fascinating. All of the commentary has been made about, because you got to understand, I was listening to like the reviews as it was coming out, like on all the podcasts, and it was doing so. I listened to the interview with the guy from Cap, the guy that made it, and everything was going well. And literally like a day later, when it was revealed, all the microtransactions, they got review bombs and everything. But none of their, I mean, dude, Last of Us didn't that have a difficulty paywall for like grounded difficulty?
Did it?
Yeah, and I'm like, we've already been doing these things, and Last of Us is a pretty critically acclaimed franchise, and they did that years ago. But all of a sudden, I guess it's because Capcom has a history, and I understand where, like we need to start at problematic, right? And then we work towards why they're defendable. Because, like, I remember a time when I would play Street Fighter X Tekken, and I only played a couple times. You know why? Because I went in the menu, and there was characters there that were locked, right? And guess what? It was a paywall. But it's like, when you do stuff like that, I feel like that's when it's kind of crummy. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't have the full character roster, and you're teasing me because I have to pay $10 for these two characters, right? Like, I know Smash doesn't even show the character. Unless you buy it, then it adds it in there. But if it's not, it doesn't look like, oh, you're missing something, you know? But Capcom does do things like this, you know? So, I don't know. I think it's good to be like, hey, you need to be careful about that. You know, we don't like it that much, so... Because it is already $70, you know? Like, I can't remember the last time Capcom made a AAA game like this. Like, with this level of, you know, like open world, you know? And I don't know. Maybe they should have, I don't know, fast travel? Paying for fast travel? I don't know. And, like, character customization. I guess it's fine if it's $1, but I don't know. Next time it'll be, you know, $2.50, and then it's going to be $5. And then...
Yeah,
we're on that slippery slope, man.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear everyone's thoughts on that later on when we get to that, because that's one of the topics I have on the list, because I don't really know much about it, so I'm curious to hear what you guys have to say about it. But how about you, boys? What you been playing or watching or whatever?
Recently, I've started a replay of Red Dead Redemption 2, nice. And surprisingly to me, like, it's probably the first time I've done a playthrough of it since 2018 when it first came out, and that's kind of the only time I've ever even beat the campaign. So I'm kind of doing a replay of that just to dive into like that heavy chunk full of storytelling. And alongside that, I also decided to join the 21st century and get PlayStation Plus and get Helldivers 2.
Nice.
Oh, dude. No.
And
there's nothing but good things about that game.
Yeah, same.
It's like the level of detail they put in that app, like, I mean, and it's multiplayer, but still, it has like the prestige you'd find in something like a single player game. Down to the gunplay, the mechanics, the world building. And they pretty much, it has a difficulty curve to it, I'd say, like pretty much encouraging you to play with someone. And my first time playing, I did it solo and it was a challenge. So next time I probably won't be going in alone, hopefully.
Yeah, that's definitely a game I was like kind of like, because when it was coming out, I don't really look to a lot of multiplayer games simply because I don't really play online a whole lot with like people. And plus, like, you know, being an adult, it's really hard to like find time to like play games with friends. So I'm always just like, yeah, that's cool and all, but I'll just stick to a single player. But Helldivers 2 is definitely a game that I feel like it would be pretty cool to check out. An important question for your Red Dead Redemption 2 playthrough. High honor or low honor?
Well, I started out low honor on my first playthrough, and then I switched to good. But to be honest, I'm trying to view it on this one from the playthrough of, well, the viewpoint of, this guy's an outlaw, so he's got to do actual outlaw things. And sure, he might change along the way, but I want to make it into a more natural progression, and not just because I myself wouldn't want to, you know, like probably be bad all the way through. So that's been fun, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, like narrative wise. And there's always like gonna be that like dissonance, but that's a whole nother conversation. Like I have a serious problem whenever I play that game, because I've played through that game so many times since 2018. Like I don't know, it's like it's crazy how many times I've actually played through it. But like every time I play, I'm like, oh, I'm just naturally good. So then when I actually try to do low honor, I'm like, okay, I want to keep my honor low, but I'm always like, I'll always like do something, and then my honor goes up a tick, and I'm like, dude, why? I don't want to be like I don't know. I think I'm just like naturally such a good person that even in a game like Red Dead, I just can't do a low honor playthrough. It's so hard.
In fact, it's so funny, yet so easy to make your honor go down. All you have to do is go to Valentine and press the wrong button, and
You just kill him.
no, oh, that
Just
messes me up so bad. I'll just be like, I'll be trying to say good morning to somebody. I'll press the wrong button, and I'll like choke them out. I'm like, dang, I didn't mean to do that. And now half the law is on my tail. So,
Where you do the executions, when you're really close to them, and then you press
yeah.
melee, he'll blow their brains out. Dude, remember in the first one, there was like Thieves Landing. All I would do is go there with the bandana, I would just massacre. That game teaches you how to be a sociopath. That's a sociopath simulator, bro. Like I'll throw a Molotov, and then you put the lasso on your. You seen those videos of people like dragging people
Yeah.
through the fire? Dude, that game is so. That game has, I swear, that and four. I swear, five is physics were not as good as GTA
Yeah,
4 or
what
Red
was it
Dead.
called? The Euphoria physics, or what was it
Yes, the
called?
Euphoria engine. I swear, dude, it's almost disturbingly like I saw. You can see the back-to-back comparisons online for like even the AI, but like the way they get shot in the leg and stuff, and they grab their legs, dude. It's just like,
Yeah.
damn. Like I don't know if they made that today. The only game I can think of right now that hasn't come out yet. You guys should look it up. You might ring a bell. It's called like Unblurred, but it's like a cop game, and it's like a body cam. You know what I'm talking about? They show them like one video of it.
Oh, unrecord or whatever.
Yes, unrecorded.
Yeah,
You guys heard that? I'm like, that's still too good. Just like, I'm sorry, man. I think I want to say, I think Captain America is gonna be good in Black Panther 1943, but it is true that. What boy said is true, it's interactive looking. It is a little, it looks a little too good. We haven't had a
yeah.
game look this, maybe, I don't know. Spidey 2 had weird moments with the graphics, right? I think we can agree. I don't think it looked this good, right? I mean, the CGI definitely is, but these faces were like, I knew immediately that actor, Kerry Payton. I don't know if you guys watched like Titans, but he's
Cyborg.
Cyborg and he's on Walking Dead. What's his name? Elijah. I thought that was a joke as
Ezekiel.
hell. Ezekiel. So he's
Oh,
honestly the
snap, that
most
was him? Holy
well-known.
crap.
Yeah, dude, that was I knew like almost immediately. I was like, it even sounded like him, and he has a way more history as a voice actor. So I
Yeah.
thought it was awesome that now he gets to mix the two of them together. But the guy that plays Cap, he's I think he's basically unknown, which I think is fine. He's gonna be wearing a mask half the time, But I love how I feel. My theory is that their tech is like the 90s compared to like the 40s, like in Wakanda. They're gonna have like 19, like that, they're because that's advanced for the 40s, So their tech will be like stuff we know. Like they're gonna have normal car. I don't know. My theory, because just think about it, man. It's gonna be like a 1940s Wakanda. That's so dope, man. I'm hyped for that. I'm really hyped for that game, man.
Same, and like I was actually watching the presentation of it before we started, and like the amount of detail they put into it, like down to like the ground and the engine, and I think they even said Unreal would be running in real time.
Like, dude, Eric, aren't you hyped, man? Dude, she wrote like all the Uncharted games, dude. That's that name.
I
That's
mean, hey,
like,
while we're on it, we might as well get into that topic. So
yeah.
Cap, as you guys may or may not know, like the there was an Unreal Engine or State of Unreal like presentation or something like that. I didn't really catch it like as it was going on because I was at school at the time. But I do remember seeing that Captain America trailer because it was announced. This was announced a few years ago, right? They were saying like, oh, there's a Captain America and Black Panther game. I didn't know what that entailed, especially like after Avengers and stuff like that. I was just kind of like, eh, I guess.
I was thinking the worst. I was like, man, I'm making
Yeah,
some mobile
I was
games.
like, what? I was like, I didn't know, but. I mean, hey, we got
Free
it
to
now.
play.
It's apparently it's gonna be Unreal Engine 5, And like you were saying, Amy Hennig worked on it. And I'm a huge fan of Uncharted, so like automatically that makes me interested in it.
I'm not even thinking. I'm thinking Legacy of Kain, man. You
Yeah, I
heard of
know she
that?
worked on
That's so
those.
pro, but
I've never played them, but like I know that's part of her track
they're
record
cool.
too. But
Just look at the cutscenes, man. That shit is sick, man. It's like hardcore.
I'll probably play them if I have access to
I
them. I
don't
don't know
know.
how.
They might be too dated, man. I don't know. They're on
Really?
PS1.
I
Maybe, though.
mean, nothing ever has to be good to be a classic.
You seen that? You seen those the videos of the Bloodborne remake? That's old. That's kind of old news,
Yeah, I've
but
seen
yeah, I might play that just because of
that.
it.
Might as well.
And what I
Yeah,
also
okay.
thought was interesting was that like it's apparently almost like a testing ground because of it being from Skydance New Media. And like I guess
Have they
because
made a
of the
game
Sky.
before? I don't think
Oh,
so.
no. Okay, because I was gonna say, I'm like,
Hey,
where
I
is
couldn't
that?
find shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like I can kind of see where they're coming from by lending that more cinematic feel to it, because of Skydance being with film and whatnot. And then what she said on stage about like lending it that cinematic vibe, but still maintaining like that player agency. I have to say, I'm pretty curious because I mean, it's really hard for me to imagine like what they showed in the trailer from a third person gameplay perspective. Like that camera angle.
And it's obviously going I feel going to be about co-op going to be that's what it's going to recommend, that's what it, people are
Oh,
going to be
you think?
recommended. I feel like it because there's emphasis on these two characters, but at the
Yeah.
same time with their previous big co-op game that didn't, I mean, we don't need to talk about it, rest in peace the Avengers. I mean, I feel like they know they have a lot of writing on this, so I don't, I can only imagine what kind of gameplay they could give us, man. Maybe it's a Splinter Cell type. No, that would be weird, but well, maybe, I don't know. What
Yeah.
do you guys
Was
think? What kind of
was
gameplay do
it
you like?
you boys or was it was boys or one of you guys said that it might play like The Order, which I was like I could probably definitely see
1886?
that, yeah. Which I actually
They're
never
gonna
played that
like.
game, but I saw a bit of the gameplay and I mean I like the way it looks if I'm being honest. I mean I don't mind cinematic looking stuff, and or quote unquote interactive movies, like that people like to call them, but I mean if this d turns out to be something like that, I'm not mad at it. Because I feel like, I mean, based off the trailer, the narrative seems like it'd be interesting enough, to justify that kind of game. But I mean, I guess we'll just have to wait to see the gameplay. I hope this isn't one of those things where it's like too good to be true. Like it looks like incredible, and then we see the game, and it's like, oh, dang it, this is what it's like. Because that happens a lot, So, I mean, but hey, and we're getting to a point where these Unreal Engine like games like are gonna be rolling out. Like, we have this, we have the next Tomb Raider that's rumored to be on Unreal. We have the Metal Gear remake. We have that's like a bunch of games that are gonna be using this engine is they're gonna be rolling out in the next few years. So, I mean, who knows? This could legitimately be like, a solid game. So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, it's true. I forgot about Metal Gear, man. That's crazy. That's coming out soon. There might be a demo.
True. Speaking of, you guys hear about this? I mean, it's kind of off topic, but you guys, well, I think Boyce, you told me about it. The Stellar Blade demo got released like prematurely,
Oh, that
and
got leaked. Yeah.
yeah.
I'm just like, how does that
What is the
happen?
they have a disgruntled employee there in the
It's
court.
always a disgruntled employee,
They just leaked that shit.
man. I love how that's like the
What's the
first thing.
consensus?
I remember
I'm
like
not sure
years
actually.
ago when like Yakuza 6, like their demo came out, but then it turned out they'd released the full game early.
Whoa.
Wow, really? I didn't know
Yeah.
that, dude. That's
That's
PS3, right?
PS4.
Yeah, somebody
Okay.
goofed hard with that one.
And it's just so funny how easy that seems to happen nowadays, just how common it is for like something to like not really go as planned.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a big talk lately about all those layoffs, and that was like a big thing.
Yeah.
Just with, I think that's just what happened, like, a symptom of when you're, I mean, I just think about Telltale all those years ago. They're just making more than they had to sustain. And it's like, it really is. You have to make one, just make a good game. That's all you have to do. And I mean, that's what they did for Baldur's Gate, right? I was thinking about that when, I don't know, earlier in this conversation, someone said something. It made me think about Larian and how they just, you guys hear, they made that statement that they're completely getting, going to try a new genre. They're just going to do something new. And I really think that, like, that really lends itself, that, like, allowing that experimentation to continue, I think is what really, like, is going to keep the industry, you know, running. I think that the Steam Deck has definitely been, for me, like, one of those things that really is the gift that keeps giving, because I'm learning about all these indie games. And I think that you guys have them on Xbox. And you guys definitely, Xbox, I feel like, is underrated when it comes to that, like Game Pass. And there are a lot of these, like I'm playing this game, you guys should check it out. It reminded me of that game that you were that you were talking about, Little Devil. It's called Eastward. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's pretty good. It's like a Zelda clone, but it's really pretty. But it reminded me of that game, Little Devil Inside, man. That looks really zany, you know? And I can't believe that's going to be a PlayStation exclusive, you know? And then, I mean, I can't believe that Rise of Ronin is an exclusive too, you know? I'm pretty sure that won't be for long.
Yeah. But yeah, Game Pass is truly great. You know, it's like we live in a time where, like, games are like I know we talk about, like, you know, the struggles of, like, video game preservation, but we also live in a time where, like, we have access to so many different games that it's like,
yeah,
like, you know, there's always something to play, you know.
I mean, I can't even think of the last time I had a game that I went back to beat multiple times. That was like PS3 era thing for me, because of that whole getting more and more. And I know that there's been a lot of criticism, I think it's rightly thrown at Sony, at PlayStation, for the lackluster games. And I do think that the success of Game Pass is why Sifu, I'm pissed. I heard so many times that was going to be on there, and no, it wasn't. And I bought it, and now guess what it is, man? And I still haven't really gotten around. It's like a piss. Like, I got rage quitting that game. I'm like you, where I have to keep restarting. Yeah. I'm the kind where a person where I'm an Uncharted. If I keep getting caught, I'll restart because I want to do the whole section, like, stealthily.
Oh,
so,
man. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
Even though Uncharted is like an exception, because Uncharted isn't it doesn't have the best stealth mechanics. So I'm like, whatever.
Exactly. It's just so fun to break people's necks, you know, especially in, like, two. Like, he's a brutal sociopath.
Dude, my favorite part of that game, not my favorite part, but, like, one of my favorite parts is in the beginning when you go to Turkey and you're, like, breaking into the museum. And the dude is, I think it is Flynn, and he's like, there's a guy above you. You yank him down, and he's like, there's a guy below you. I love that part.
I did Uncharted 2. I didn't play that a lot. That part, man. Like, the only part in the game where you don't kill people. And it just, like, never brought it all. Oh, then that brings back good memories. That was, like, my second game on PS3, I think.
Man. Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, I got to use that game. Remember, it had, like, one of those ripped price. Like, I ripped the sticker. It had, like, a yellow, like, cheap sticker.
Yeah.
$10. I used to think it was, like, the greatest deal. I got New Vegas on my PS3. And I used to think I was, like, the best deal ever. And if I played that today, I'd be like, what is this, like, slow-ass 20 FPS, you know, no sprinting? That was a struggle.
But back then, it was, like, the best thing ever, you know?
I know, right? They just jogged like this.
It's like, you know, whenever games get, like, re-released or remastered or whatever, it's like the GTA trilogy or, like, the Insane trilogy, Crash Bandicoot, stuff like that. It's like you see, like, the comparison. And you're like, this is what it always looked like to me. Like, I thought this is what the games looked like back then, you know?
If it does a good job, then yeah. But, like, GTA was like, what is this abomination?
yeah, fair. But, like, yeah, like, the Crash Bandicoot games, I was like, wait, they didn't always look this good? Like, that's mind-boggling.
No, I still play those old ones just because I'm like, man, there's a certain charm to it.
Yeah.
But maybe not, dude. It probably is, yeah.
It's so funny just how much of like there's always a divide when it comes to re-releases or remakes, like, retaining or preserving what made the original stand out for its time, and then trying to make it so accessible or appealing to current gamers as well. Like,
Yeah, I feel like for I because I am a huge Crash fan, and like I had like a whole like a holiday ritual with my cousin every Christmas and Thanksgiving. We tried 100% one of the Crash games in,
holy crap.
and we I remember we got so far in Warped, and I deleted the save, bro. I was like at 98%,
Dude,
dude. I
no,
was
okay. I kid you not. Back in the day,
so upset.
dude, back in the day, we had those games on PS2, and I remember my sis, like, the PS2 was in my bedroom. I remember my PS, like, we ran out of room on our memory card, and like, us being dumb kids, we weren't like, oh, let's get a new one. We were just like, let's just keep it and like not like delete anything. Let's just keep it on there. And so like she would come in and she would like we would leave she would leave the PlayStation on because she wouldn't want to lose her save. And she ended up be I think it was
Oh
Crash
my God.
Bandicoot 2 or 3 that she like ended up playing through entirely over the course of a few days, like leaving the
Oh my
PlayStation
God.
on so that she did like she didn't lose her save. And she would come in my room and be like, do not turn off the PlayStation. Do not turn it off. Like I'm not. But yeah, she did it
I'm
though,
done
and
with
I was
my
like, that's
crash
impressive.
kit. That's crazy. You're like, once I'm done with my, literally, once I'm done with my crash kits, dude, then I'm done. I'm not gonna play that shit again, man. Oh my God, dude. No, dude, I definitely feel like when it comes to that, that whole topic, voice, you just, there's give and take, because there's definitely things I didn't like that they did, but it was still great. It was still a great remake. That Spyro, I love the Spyro one, honestly. That was like my favorite one, even though I played Crash the most. They were both still like, they did something. It was still fun to play. And I don't think a remake, I don't necessarily think it's a good thing if it's exactly the same. I feel like I like when I feel like I'm learning something new. And what do they call Toys for Bob? That's, yeah, they did a good job. I feel like that they changed just enough things.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I don't know if we're gonna get another one. What happened? Then Xbox buy like everything.
I think so, yeah. So what you're saying, are you like more of a fan of like remakes that are like reimaginings, like a RE2 or like a Final Fantasy 7, like something like that?
Yeah, I would say that definitely, because I mean we're already considering the new RE4 like one of the best games ever, just like the old one.
Yeah.
And I mean RE2, I mean honestly, a lot of people, I feel like that's not as, I feel like it's pretty popular to say that was the best one, just because it had the responsibility to like not fuck that up. I mean, look at, have you guys seen Silent Hill 2? That's definitely been, they're doing something wrong. I mean, every time Resident Evil 2 was like been shown before it released, it was always hype. I mean, Silent Hill 2, it looks like they're trying, but it looks like they don't have the resources, or it just looks like they're struggling. I hope they can make it work though, because that game is a big deal. It's just as big as Resident Evil 2 and Resident Evil 4, even, right? No, maybe not 4, but I know that it's like a huge game, so I know that, I hope that they can fix it. It doesn't look bad, but it does look like kind of buggy, If you guys have seen it, the gameplay and the footage.
It's also, I feel like it's more subject to criticism just because it's so hard to get your hands on the original Silent Hill 2, considering the PS2 copy is like $130 almost anywhere.
I forget that because I can just get the ROM and stuff. But yeah, I mean, if you don't have a PC or that, where you can get the PS3 HD collection, how much does that cost? It probably costs just as much now.
Yeah, like sometimes it might be $8 on Xbox if you're lucky, but
Oh my God.
don't like get what you hear from other people. Like, it almost doesn't really feel like you're getting like the actual experience of Silent Hill 2 that you had on like back in the day. And it almost feels like the remake, like it's the chance to actually replicate that feeling, but at
Yeah.
this same time, because of it being like from a new developer or whatnot, it's just a slippery slope.
When you say I don't want to be like a Debbie Downer on this, but it does definitely, I don't want to put that spin on, but it does feel like this game could either be like the first step, or it could be like they have the shovel and they put the rest of the dirt and they tap it and it's done. Like, this could be like their final. Like, if you can't get this right, it's like, you don't even bother, man. You know, like, this is like their, this is like the best game. And I think it's funny. I just think it's funny how Resident Evil 4, you can't find a console that doesn't have that. But like Silent Hill 2 is the complete opposite, bro. That game's like almost like in a complete obscurity, dude. Like it's almost completely extinct.
Like, aren't all the early Silent Hill games like that? Wait, how many were there back then? Was it only two?
There was Silent Hill 3, which is with the HD collection. And then there's Silent Hill 4, The Room, which you can get on PC from GOG or maybe even Steam. And then there's Silent Hill Downpour on PS3, plus Homecoming and a few others.
I did not know there were that many Silent
Hill games. Okay, but was 4, like, is that the last numbered one?
Oh, yeah.
Was it like treated like a final big set, or is it kind of like the first three? But I didn't know there was even a fourth one.
I feel like it's definitely more underrated by the community, well, based on what I saw on Reddit. But it's definitely one of the more accessible ones if you have PC. And then you even have like that other extra layer of, well, a more closer, more recent sign of preservation in the form of the PT demo, which I have on a hard drive that I unfortunately lost some time ago.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, man. So you didn't try to look for it.
Yeah.
Dude, damn it. Maybe you'll find it one day, dude. The time capsule. When it's worth a lot. Trillions, you know.
Definitely. And, well, if you even have a PS4 and, like, hopefully still have it on there, then maybe you could be a rich man.
I don't know, it makes me think of two other franchises from these companies, Dino Crisis and Clock Tower. I don't know if you guys heard of that one, but they just said recently that they're bringing back Clock Tower, and that's...
Why not Dino Crisis, I don't know, I though? Think, that, isn't that like a huge
that's,
demand
that's
for that?
Me is, I feel like Dino Crisis is like the perfect time for that, is like right now. Honestly,
what was that dinosaur game they put out where like people had thought at first like it was going to be a Dino Crisis remake, but then it was like something
completely different.
Yeah, I forget what that game was even called, but it didn't. It was like not it. Whatever it was,
what was it? I don't remember.
I don't remember what it was called. It was like, wasn't it just like a? Do you remember Boys?
Drawing yeah, Boys. Yeah.
Let's see, Dino Crisis. Looking,
I think it was a Capcom game, and that's why everyone was like
Jurassic Puncher.
Jurassic.
Oh, it was. Dino Brick. It was from Dead Drop Studios, and it was kind of inspired by Dino Crisis.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't like a Capcom thing. Okay.
What was it?
Dino Brick, an indie horror game from Dead Drop Studios. And it had a budget release at just $19.99 and a survival horror, so more so, I guess, on the indie side rather than the big AAA.
Yeah, did they take photos of it? Like, did it play like an old school tank?
Let's see. Pulling up some screenshots.
I'll pull it up here, but I don't have...
Oh, wait a minute. I'm thinking about Exoprimal is the game that I was... That was a Capcom game, but it wasn't like anything like Dino Crisis.
I've heard about that game. I heard it was like pretty interesting, but nothing besides like that. I do respect that Capcom is trying at least to do different things.
Yeah, they're putting out games, like, I would say that, at least.
Yeah. You know? and they've been bangers for the most part. I mean, I would get Dragon's Dogma if it's on
Street
sale.
Fighter 6,
you know?
Sorry for like they've been doing it. Yeah. Dragon's Dogma just came out,
Yeah. But I mean, like, yeah, they have perfect time.
Speaking
for that.
Of, if you guys want to move into the Dragon Dogmas 2 microtransactions topic, we can talk about that. If you guys have anything, like I said, I don't know much about it, so I'm curious to hear what you guys are thinking, or if anyone wants to.
I'd like
it down
to hear about
me.
It too, because I hear it's bad.
Someone enlighten us.
From a brief video that I had saw earlier, plus a Reddit headline, I hear it's so bad to the point where you may have to pay for fast travel in game.
Wow,
Yeah.
okay. I thought, Eric, I thought you were joking, to be honest, for a second, like when you said
No,
it earlier.
no, that. But the thing is, before that was revealed, the guy said that he doesn't think that fast travel should be, if it's boring, then it's a sign that you have bad game design, you know? And then this little thing gets revealed after the fact. It just feels a little like I don't know, kind of like a slap to the face. But also, I don't know, I know it's had a lot of performance issues on computers, like running at low frame rate, and it's just that microtransaction thing. And people have gone to a point where they're killing civilians in the towns because there's so many of them, and they're killing them, and it's improving the performance, apparently.
Holy
You know,
crap.
yeah, they're just killing them so that they can just be able to run around the towns. But I mean, on console, I don't think it's having as many issues. But the microtransaction thing is being blown out of proportion a little bit by the Steam, because a lot of the things that are on there were all for, if you pre-ordered on console, you got all of that stuff. So all this stuff is like optional, but like it's still just like they were trying to be nice, but it's just like they weren't very vocal about this being in their game. And I think that's the issue, is just that whole, you know, being transparent with your consumers, right? Because if you're not doing that, you know, I mean, look at how successful right now, what's it called? Helldivers is, right? This guy's out here making these games, and he's trying to be open with the public, and it's working out,
Yeah, didn't he
this
straight up
great
ask,
game.
like he asked the community, like, hey, there's this issue that needs fixing. You guys got any ideas? Like, didn't he like put out like something like that? I think it was like for
And I
cheater.
think
Yeah, I think it was
that
like for cheaters or something like that. And he was like, hey, we don't know how to fix this. You guys got any suggestions? Like, which is like literally,
yeah, we're not
you
letting.
never see that. That's like unheard of.
Yeah, you never see that shit in COD, bro. No, dude, I think that's great, and I don't know. It's definitely one of those things that makes you feel like there's still hope for the community, because seeing how, it's like, you know, it's in these. It brings out the communication and like, you know, support, and like, yeah, man, we don't, none of us likes to be, you know, given the finger by the man, right? You know, I already gave you my hard-earned dollars, you know, for my job, you know, now I gotta pay more, I gotta cough up more, you know, and it's just like, I don't want that, you know, I want full experience. And lately, honestly, I'm not gonna be like, nah, we've had good lately, you know, we've been eating good. With all these games, I mean, 2024 alone, we haven't even, there's still like 50 other games that we haven't even, you know, remembered, you know, from that year. I mean, how many of you guys have played Tears yet? Tears of the Kingdom, man. I haven't even touched that, man. Or what's it called? I mean, Baldur's Gate 3. I'm not like, I need to like press the attack button and then get that satisfaction of, you know, hitting something, and then you hear the crunching noise, right? I think that I can get that by, you know, doing a turn-based tactic, but I have to be in the mood for that. Just like voice, I had to be in the mood for Disco Elysium. Because right now, man, it's been a struggle. I have to read a lot in that game, and I am into it, narrative, you know? I mean, New Vegas is like one of my favorite games, and there's a lot of exposition in that game. That's part of what made it so great. But I have to be in the mood for that. And right now, there's just something calling out to me about, you know, punishment combat. That makes me pull my hair out, man. You know, and I think that Sifu might give me that, or Neo too. You know, and if not, you know, I got Penny's big breakaway. You know, I got that loaded up on the deck. You know, just believe that stress. You know, I don't have to. You know, you still kill things, but it's not like the, you know, it's platforming. You get to jump around. You know, just like classic. You know, Mario. Just, you jump around, you know, hit those mushrooms.
So you're just like,
Yeah,
you're basically like trying to go more for like, the relaxing kind of games that you're just trying to
kind of, yeah. So it's
just
just like,
enjoy
yeah.
things. You're not really like trying to like do too much in a game right now.
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
feel that.
yeah. I'm not trying to get into the real lore, you know, unless like it's just cutscenes, but I'm not like, you know, trying to make big decisions, you know, like Pillars of Eternity.
I feel that. What were you saying, boys?
Oh, I was gonna say, though, yeah, I can definitely see that, especially if you take something like Starfield or any kind of Bethesda game where I refer to them as essentially day killers because I'll have an odd day, an off day, and I'll sink some time into Starfield, and next thing I know, it'll be evening when I started playing it in the morning. There's definitely that time and place aspect when it comes to certain games. And I mean, to be honest, I mean, I have an on and off thing with GTA 5. Like, I'll download it one moment, and then I might go on a rampage in game just to relieve stress or whatnot. And then next thing you know, I work for a week or two, and then I end up not coming back to it for the next few months unless I feel stressed again. So it's almost like, especially for people in our age range or anyone else with a busy schedule, like gaming is an escape in a way. Whereas before it was just more of a dedication, a hobby. So it's definitely, it takes time for sure.
Yeah, that's why I'm like at with Sifu almost like I think like I was saying before, I replayed like Modern Warfare and I played through Modern Warfare 2 and like I got really into those games. And like that doesn't really happen for me that often anymore. Like especially since I've started college. I remember when I was living at home, dude, that I would like devour games. I'd be like, "Oh, I want to play this game. I want to try out this new game I've never played before." I would binge through like game series and like stuff like that. And it was like a blast, but like, coming to school, that kind of came to like a halt. I just found myself, part of it was like, being in like a new place, new environment, and it's just like wanting that comfort of like, oh, this is familiar. So, I found myself replaying more and more like games I've played before, like revisiting games I hadn't played since like childhood. And it was nice. And like, I feel like I've honestly gone too far with it. I'm finding myself it's way harder to get into new games. So like, with me playing Sifu right now, this is the first time I've had this like feeling playing a new game in a while of like, oh man, I want to keep playing. I'm really into this like kind of deal. And it's just like it's nice and I missed it. Like, man, So like Boyce was saying, it is really hard to like really, really commit to, these games nowadays. It's hard work. Yeah, if you guys have nothing else to say about that, we can move on to another topic. Have any of you guys heard of this game scent thing? Am I the only one who's like really intrigued by this? Okay, so
That
game scent is like the thing. I don't know if you guys saw it. It's like this device that's almost it reminds me of like a air purifier, but it's like basically it's like you connect it to like your device or whatever, and like
Wait, scent is an SCENT.
like basically like you can smell your games like
That
like
sounds horrible.
they have like things like
Most
gunfire.
games probably smell awful. Let's think
Probably.
about the games you
No,
play for a
like
second.
I think they have like they said they have gunfire, they have like nature or like outside or something like that. Then they have like they have blood is one of the things I think they said they had. It's very strange. But
What do you plug it into? Like, how does it?
I think it's the console or something like that, or I can't remember. I think it's the console. But like it's very interesting. It's an interesting concept. I like it in theory, but like I feel like if you can easily go too far with it and like you're and then I think they have like a setting where you can like oh it like cleanses the air so it doesn't like the smell doesn't like remain or whatever. But even still it's kind of like how nice it would be to like be in a game and you're on the beach and you like smell the ocean or something like that. Like that would be cool. But like at the same time it's kind of like
VR.
yeah
Most
it's
games
like
aren't.
Yeah, it's like bro, like the gunfire thing, it's like you're playing like a Call of Duty, like that's terrible. Like you're
It's
playing
gonna
like a
stink,
you're
yeah.
playing a hack and slash, you smell
Non-stop.
blood. That's awful. Like who wants to like really do that? So I just thought the thing was interesting and I looked up like
Even blood
reviews.
doesn't smell
They
like
seemed
vomiting.
fake. Yeah, I mean it yeah, it's very It's very interesting. Like I said, I mean, if they wanted to, I could see this like maybe gaining some traction if it was more like a VR thing, but like as like a regular gaming thing, it's kind of,
Well,
I
what do you
mean.
have you heard of the vest, Eric? You know, the vibrate, like the one for Assassin's Creed Mirage. They like was a, like they had a whole like vest they were given out with one of the versions. It's like every time you get stabbed in the game, the thing will
Holy crap, no.
like
Wait,
poke into you.
is that
Yeah.
for the Nexus thing that came out?
No, it
Or
was for Mirage. It came with
Mirage,
like a
really?
version of Mirage. Yeah,
No,
it's
I don't know
pretty
anything about that.
very interesting. I don't think I would try it on, but I know VR ones do. They have like vibrating, vests and, when you get shot at.
It's literally like Ready
Pretty
Player
cool.
One out here. Like they're like I can commend them for trying new things to like, maximize immersion, but like at the same time it's kind of, I feel like they kind of hopped off the
Yeah.
porch with it a little bit and they were like, oh, we're gonna have all these scents, and I was like, you don't need all that, like just, but
Yeah.
I just thought it was like interesting and funny. Will I be getting it? No. But it's
Imagine
cool
pairing it
nonetheless.
with VR.
That's what I'm saying. I feel
Yeah.
like it would definitely, if it was a VR thing, I feel like it would have more of an appeal. But I feel like most people are just kind of like, eh. Little Devil Inside. Have any of you guys been like following that or anything?
That's me.
Yep.
That's me.
Yeah, what do you have to
That
say about it? You
game.
saw the update about it, right? The
Yeah, I was taken aback. That game had disappeared for a solid like 2 years maybe.
Yeah.
And
Because
then they
I
just
think the
come
last
back with
trailer
like just
before
a
this last
random
one
game.
was in 2021.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Because if I look it up right now, Little Devil Inside, when did that video come out? It was a month ago.
It's been a month already? Holy crap.
I couldn't believe it. I was so happy just because that game, it really does look interesting. It looks like a nice, like, I don't even know what to call it. There's a lot of stuff you can do
It's weird. It's weird and
in
wonderful. It looks like this hybrid of like different types of games that I
Yeah.
don't know. It looks like it's trying a bunch of different things, but it doesn't look like it's going too far with it. It looks like it's like, hey, we're like a little bit of like a platformer, but we're also kind of like a third person hack and slash kind of thing. It's like a few different things that all look like they fit together in this weird way. I don't know how to describe it, but it looks, I mean, you guys have seen it, but it just really like caught my eye, especially as someone who did, like I said, I don't really play a whole lot of like smaller games like this, simply because a lot of them just simply pass me by. But this is one like it was like put in front of me and I was like, oh, this looks cool. So like I'm really looking forward to it. Even with the update though, I don't think we got a release date or window or anything, but just knowing that they're still working on it after all this time is like good enough, like it's confirmation, like, hey, we're still here, we're working on it. Because this game has been around for, I didn't hear about it until 2020, back in like the when they did the
Wow.
PlayStation Showcase, the future of gaming or whatever, which Chris and I
Were
actually, we
you
saw
over
that
at my house
together.
for
Yeah, we saw that together.
that?
And that's when I heard
Yeah.
about it. That was my first time. And then, but I apparently it's been around since like 2015 or something like that. And it was like crowdfunded, but
Wonder
so
what
it's
could
been
have
around
been.
for a while. What was that, Eric?
Now I just wonder what held it back, but I am intrigued
Yeah,
and
I
I
feel
hope
like
it
it's
does
just one of
well.
those things where it's just kind of like I said, it was like crowdfunded. It's like independent, like
Yeah.
developers. So I feel like it's just one of those things where it, video game development can be rough. So the fact that they're still kicking and working on this project
Yeah.
is commendable.
That's very, yeah, it's very inspiring.
But yeah, so that's pretty exciting to know that that's still going on. And like you were saying, Eric, it's PlayStation exclusive or is it PC too?
I'm pretty sure it's PlayStation. This would it might be on PC, but they were definitely hyping it like a PlayStation game. And I mean, that's a long time. So I mean, I know that they got a vision that they want to show people. We just gotta hope that it's gonna be one that I have fun with, and I want to stick around.
Yeah. Also, that's another game that's going to be on Unreal Engine 5, apparently. They moved it over to that, so that's pretty cool. Even though it looks mostly the same, but still. Pretty exciting stuff. Now, this piece of news is actually, like, fairly... I think, like, yesterday or a couple of days ago, this kind of broke, if you can call it that. But it has to do with GTA 6. And apparently, Kotaku put out a article that was basically, like, saying that, hey, like, this game could get pushed to 2026. And everyone's like, yo, what? But, like, realistically, it's like, you know, what? Basically, the article isn't confirming anything. It's basically just like, hey, with, you know, with Rockstar pushing people to go back to the offices because, like, development is, like, falling behind, quote unquote, and... You know, just like one of those things where like people were saying that, oh, they just put out this article to like stir the pot or get like clicks and stuff like that, which is very, yeah. And you know, it's Kotaku. A lot of people already don't really find them the most reliable source. So this doesn't really like mean much. It was just interesting how many people actually, I saw a lot of people getting like messed up about this quote unquote news. I'm like, guys, like we all knew this, for one, that this was a possibility. Two, Rockstar said 2025. That's all they said. And yeah, a lot of like the like analysts and all that are saying like, oh, it's possible that it could come out early 2025, fiscal year 2025, all that stuff. That's cool and dandy, but at the end of the day, the only thing we've heard from Rockstar is 2025. So we have that's a whole 12 months that, you know, like that could, it could come out in the fall, it could come out in the spring, it could come out like at any time. It could easily get pushed to 2026. That's also possible, but I mean,
yeah,
like it's early 2024 right now. I don't think we need to be getting super worked up over like a release date for this game. I'm just kind of, you know, I'll get to play it eventually, I hope so.
I'll consider it on time as long as it's not 2027, you know.
Man, that's where you're at right now. That's where I'm at. Let's really think about this. Okay, I thought about this. I think about this game all the time. It's like my Roman Empire. Okay, so like you think about the track record of Rockstar announcing their games and then it releasing. It's usually like a couple years, but they technically confirmed GTA 6 like back in like early 2022, right? They put out that statement that was like, oh, the next GTA is well underway. Because that was like right before all the leaks and stuff like that. That was later that year. So really, we've known about GTA 6 since then. And that was a long time ago. So, I mean, I think it's possible that, you know, they could be, you know, on schedule to release in 2025. That's why they probably gave us a very vague, like, you know, they gave us a year. They didn't give us a window like they usually do. Like sometimes
was Red Dead Redemption 2 delayed?
Yeah, because that initial trailer, it said it was like spring 2017 or something like that. And it didn't come out until like fall 2018. So, like I said, I feel like Rockstar is just like, you know, let's just be careful and just say 2025 just to give them all the time they need. So
we've been able to wait for 10 years. We can wait.
Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of other things to play. And like I said, it's like GTA is just the... Okay, I don't want to say that. It's not. It is just a game, but at the end, I mean, it's a special game. But like at the end of the day, you know, your life goes on. You know, whether you have GTA or not.
Honestly, I'm just as hyped for Dragon Ball. Was it Tenkaichi 4 or what's it called? I'm hyped as fuck for that.
Yeah, honestly, you're not even worried about it, bro. You're just like, I got
that game. That game, dude. DK3. That was my actual childhood, bro. Like that. So seeing that shit. Sparking Zero, let's go. Watch that be like 2030, bro. I'm playing be 2020. That's gonna be the 2027 game, bro.
I think that might be Kingdom Hearts too.
Oh well, yeah, Kingdom Hearts, man. They're notorious, bro. Three. I mean, how long was three?
Like that one reveal trailer for Kingdom Hearts. Is that all we've gotten since then? Like they
announced. Yes. That was the only piece of like news.
And they just went completely silent since then. They're just like, all right, here's...
Yeah, they like to do that.
That's hilarious.
Unfortunately, I feel like Kingdom Hearts never got the full respect of their own, you know, companies. Like, but Final Fantasy, bro, we got like 16, then you get 7 Part 1, and then and now we got the Rebirth 2, and then they had the movie release in the theaters, bro.
wait, there's a movie?
They had a movie and they had an event where they re-released it. It's called Final Fantasy Advent Children.
I remember that. Yeah.
I heard it was pretty dope action. I didn't get a chance to see it, but I mean, yeah, dude, they know that what their bread and butter is. They love like Final Fantasy just like forever, man. And I mean, good for them, but yeah, Kingdom Hearts, dude, that's pretty dope too. I think it's going to be worth the wait, dude. If this new Rebirth is anything, it looks incredible. Like it's a miracle that thing's running on a PS5. The way it is, but I mean, man, I can just imagine Woody and what's his name, Sora and Nemo, dude, and those graphics, dude, and that performance is gonna be sick, man. But like, I mean, hey, dude, people are saying Metroid's coming out this year. That's completely random, but I mean, we're just talking about like maybe releases. Talk about a game that's been announced and then fucking dipped, and they didn't say shit for years.
Right. Well, yep. You know, hey, we might get freaking Silk Song before we get GTA 6. So, like, you know,
yeah.
I was kidding. I mean, Half-Life 3, no. Just starting.
We're never going to get. Dude, we already got it, dude. It's called Half-Life Alyx. You haven't accepted it yet. But that is the new reality. That's what's the name
played that. You,
the Gavin.
You play VR a lot. You played that, right, Alyx?
I haven't played Alyx. Oh, yeah. I can't. I don't have a PC like that can run it, but. I have played PC, I have played VR, and that game's graphics look insane. I haven't played any game that pretty in VR. You have, dude. How was RE4? Did you feel like you were in a movie?
RE4, but I played Horizon Call of the Mountain, like a little bit of that.
How did that feel? It was a trippy.
I mean, that was pretty cool, especially as someone who, that was like one of my first times actually playing a game in VR. Like, I had used VR, but never played a game in it.
Yeah.
So, like playing a game like that, I was like, whoa, this is like looking around and just like seeing like the environment. I was like, holy crap, this is cool as hell. I thought that was tight. So, I mean, will it single-handedly make me get a PSVR 2? Probably not.
No.
At least not in...
PSVR 2 already failed.
Unless they put out like more of a library for it, I don't really have much to compel me to get one, especially as someone who's not really like a huge VR guy.
No, they won't. Unfortunately, not.
Huh? The only reason I'd probably get a VR is just for Hitman 3. Because
they have Hitman 3 that. VR?
Yeah.
They do, yeah.
It's legit? Wow.
And it's like, the social stealth mechanics of that, like, I could just imagine what it's like going through a first-person gaze, like, through those big sandbox environments full of NPCs and having to actually commit, like, assassination acts. Like, that's probably my
that
dream.
We're encouraging the wrong crowds to play games at some point. Nah, bro, I played, there's a game called Boneworks, and there's one on PC. They made a mod, basically all of Shadow Moses of Metal Gear Solid 1, like, and it looks incredible. And I was trying so hard to get out on my MetaQuest, but it just can't. You need a PC, VR, but that is what the possibilities are, bro. And I was playing Ocarina in VR because there's like a 3DS. That was incredible. I can't explain that, but like the camera's in there, and that shit is dope as fuck, man. Definitely.
You're just playing as much as
we still have
VR, huh?
I try to, man, but it is a thing where after a while you do put it down, you don't pick it up. I will eventually because I still have hope that they're releasing San Andreas on there. But besides that, I think that it needs to become more like regular glasses because it is like a thing that you put on your head.
Yeah.
It's not convenient at all to be like that, you know. Nothing ever beats the controller, man. I mean, you see, even the PC, like they have like those lap keyboards, and I've heard that those still aren't the same as a controller.
Dude,
don't
do that, dude. You're gonna piss a lot of people off.
I know, man. I love the PC, but I mean, there's some games that say recommended with a gamepad. You know, There's just something about like dipping on the couch with that controller. You just can't emulate, you know. It's just like, you know, it just feels good. What is your favorite controller, by the way? I feel like I want to know your guys right now.
Oh, I don't. I've never thought about it, if I'm being honest.
I guess you just like the PlayStation ones, right?
Hey man, don't do that. I'm not a like a fanboy or anything. But
you're
if I'm being completely honest, I don't know if it's like recency bias or what. I don't know. I think okay. I like the Xbox, like the newer Xbox controllers a lot. But I also really like the DualSense. Like just because like as someone who has larger hands, like it's hard for controllers to naturally like feel good in my hand sometimes. And so I like how like the DualSense is like larger and weighty. And I like my controllers to feel weighty. I don't really like light controllers. So like I don't know, I feel like it feels good to me. So I would say probably DualSense. Like in terms of like how it feels in my hand. I would say it's my favorite. But if we're talking like design, I don't know. Something about the simplicity of like the Xbox controllers, like the newer ones that I really like a lot. So,
I was playing around with that controller. It's actually smaller than the PS5 one. Crazy to think that they're kind of like flipping that. But I would say the DualSense, but it's just that battery, man. It's just, it dies by the time it's in my hand. I'm like, yo, dude, I played like 5 minutes, like could've sworn now it's like dead. I always had to charge it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's something about those joysticks on the Xbox that's like this. But honestly, my favorite was my Switch Pro controller, dude. I loved that thing. But I don't know, it just has issues with the rumble. So I'm like, I don't use it all the time, but man,
I do
that
really
battery
like controllers on Switch. I like them way more than like Joy-Cons. Like I like using like controllers on the Switch.
That battery is like never died. I swear it's like 40 hour plus long battery life. And I'm just like, dang, that thing is fucking fantastic for that.
You got one?
Can you say something? I can hear. Oh.
Can you hear his voice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was asking if you had a favorite controller.
Oh, my favorite controller would probably have to be, well, I mean, of course, recency bias as well. Likely the DS4, just because of, or would that be DS5?
Yeah.
Just for like the reactive triggers and like, I even like that blue light, just the aesthetic quality of it that shows up dependent on the game that you're playing.
Yeah.
And like, for instance, when I play Red Dead Redemption 2, the red light is on there. And really, I mean, bigger hands as well. So, I mean, probably that, as opposed to the Xbox, which I think is a good design as well, but it doesn't really go like that extra step, I feel, with the adaptive triggers and whatnot.
Yeah, they got to implement that soon.
Yeah, that's definitely an advantage that they have.
And I feel for nostalgic basis, I'd probably say the PS2 controller, just because, I mean, that's just a great design on all its own, and probably even the game-changing design when it comes to PlayStation with the analog sticks and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Christian, as a PC guy, what do you have to say about this?
My scope is very limited. Ever since 2016, it was pretty much all mouse and keyboard. So I guess I'll just say that.
That's fair.
Even for fighting games, I'm just on my mouse and keyboard. And I still do pretty well. So it seems like it's just all encompassing. You can play any game on it. Sure, some games may just be better on controller. I wouldn't be able to tell you which those are. But just for the games I'm playing, definitely mouse and keyboard.
Understandable. I mean, if that's what you're used to, then of course that's what you're going to be good at using. It's like if I were to use a mouse and keyboard, I would absolutely suck. So, you know.
Same with me and controller.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you guys a question for, like, you know, I guess a somewhat Q&A section. So basically, like, how this is going to work, I don't remember if you guys remember me telling you about how we were going to, like, cycle through who asked questions every time we record, but I wanted to ask this, right? So, like, what games, like, or game series, whether it's a video game or, like, a game series or whatever, are you guys, like, not able to get into, but it's something that you guys would, like, absolutely love? Like, you know what I mean? It's, like, a game that, like, has everything that you look for in a game that, like, you absolutely should love this thing, but you just can't get into it. You know what I mean? Like, do you guys have anything like that? I can go first to give you, like, a, you know, time to think and an example, but, like for me, I would probably say, like, Ghost of Tsushima. Like, that's a game, I've played it, I haven't beat it, I haven't touched it in forever. But, like, as someone who's, like, a huge fan of Assassin's Creed, like, I've literally, like, I've platinum, like, Origins and Odyssey, like, I love those games, I've played all of them. And, like, Ghost of Tsushima is, like, you know, like, a high-quality version of, like, not version, but, like, it's very similar to that in the vein of, like, his cool historical setting, you know, samurais, freaking sword fighting, like, all that stuff. It has, like, it has really cool stuff, open world, but I just struggled to get into it, and I don't know what it is about it. I think it was just a matter of, I think it's one of those games that I picked up at the wrong time, because that, you know, that can happen. And I just played it off and on so inconsistently that it was, like, kind of hard for me to really, like, get into it. Like, even, like, the combat and stuff like that. Every time I played, I was like, wait, how do I play this? And then there came a point where I was like, I don't even know what's happening in the story anymore. So, of course, it made me a little less compelled to play it even then. But I remember, like, I think the last time I played that game was literally the summer of 2022. And I remember the last thing I did, I was, like, I was on a boss fight, and I kept losing because I, like, you know, I wasn't really that great at the game because I wasn't playing consistently. So I'm, like, on this boss fight, and I keep dying. And I just got so frustrated, and I just stopped playing, and I haven't played since. And you know, it's a double whammy because my girlfriend was watching me at the time, and I was just embarrassed. I was like, God dang. Like, you know, so that's a game that, like, you would absolutely think I would, like, be into it as someone who's... And even though I was never one of those, like, Assassin's Creed fans who were, like, you know, begging for, like, a feudal Japan setting, I was always just like, wherever it goes is wherever it goes. I don't really mind. I'm going to play it anyway. Because I was just invested in, like, the story and stuff like that. But, I mean, yeah, like, I don't know. Even with that, it's, like, really, it's a really cool setting. And, you know, you have, like, it's such a cool atmosphere. It really, I know a lot of people are, like, fans of, like, the Akira Kurosawa movies and stuff like that. And it takes a lot of inspiration from that. So it's, like, it has so many different things going for it that I would just, yep, like, be into, but I just never got into it like that. I want to eventually, but it just hasn't happened for me yet. So
that's my. I just wish it had Ragdoll. That's the only thing. It's distracting. There's, like, no Ragdoll when you kill them. They'll, like, have that fixed animation. That's very distracting for me. It's very petty, I know, but
it's funny. I can some. I wouldn't have even noticed.
Yeah.
It's Bayonetta for me.
Expand.
And it's because, like, I love platinum games. I've played other ones. I've played, like, three. But for some reason, even though Bayonetta is, like, the flagship game, I hate it. Oh, and I think it's because I played a little bit of it, like, maybe nearly an hour. And compared to, like, Nier or even the Transformers game they made, combat feels so, like, horrible in Bayonetta. It feels like I'm pretending to fight people. Meanwhile, in these other games, like, it's so much more impactful and harder, too. Like, even in, like, the first couple, you know, sections of the story you get in Nier or that Transformers game, it still feels better to fight with more difficulty in comparison to Bayonetta, and I started that on hard. It felt like theater, bro. Like, it didn't feel like I was actually doing anything. And yet, like, people were telling me, like, this game is exactly what you want. out of like a platinum game, you know, like it's got the colorful characters, it's got the aesthetic, it's got all this, it's got the combat. I play it and I'm like, no, it's not happening. I played Vanquish, the only shooter Platinum's ever made. I love that game infinitely more. Bayonetta just wasn't the one.
Hey, that's fair, you know? Sounds like you're just too good at games, bro.
Didn't say all that.
Well, that's what I took from it. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I mean, it's not like you don't have like valid reasons for it, you know? It just didn't really do it for you. Sometimes it's just how it is.
I have basically, based off of what that, I know exactly what it is for me. The Marvel Ultimate Alliance games.
Like the card game?
No, they're like top down. There's like, you control four of them. They're pretty old.
A different game that came out a couple years ago.
Never mind. Yeah, they have like three of them, and I got the one for the Switch. And I just tried. Man, I wanted to like it so bad, but it's like it felt exactly like Christian was saying, combat. I just didn't feel the impact. And I think a big part is just I can't really tell what's going on because there's so many characters on the screen and you're playing like top down, you know, so you're already kind of like seeing them from like a distance. And it's just, I just couldn't get into it. I was like, I don't know, man, I need to be able to. Like, for the same reason that sometimes I have an issue playing, like, Melee, you know, like Smash. Sometimes you're just too fast, or it's just, you know, that my eyes can't, you know, see the character. I don't even know if I'm hitting the right character or being the right one. But, yeah, it's definitely, that's what it would be for me.
That's I've never played those games, but yeah, you would definitely think you would be into that. You
know? Yeah. Yeah, but I just can't.
Yeah.
I think the original Marvel Ultimate Alliance, that might have been the first ever PS3 game I played.
Really?
Yeah. And pretty much I think that and maybe the third one were just more so console sellers in a way. Like that for the Switch and then the first one for PS3 and 360. And it was definitely a good, like, jumping point for someone to just dive into Marvel lore for the first time ever. And, like, that's when I realized Ghost Rider existed, Daredevil, etc. But I could definitely see how that kind of style of play can feel a little jarring nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't really seen many other games being made like that.
Yeah, like maybe Dragon Age at some point, but at least I think that's what their original intention was with Origins.
Mm-hmm. That's what the Baldur's Gate spinoffs were, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what else was that other? I just thought of it right off the top of my head on the PS2. It'll come back to me.
Divinity 2 Original Sin, I think it was called. Not
yes.
PS2, though.
No, that's not. No, X-Men Legends, that's what I was thinking of. There was a shit ton of those X-Men-style top-down games, man.
Gosh, I'm having flashbacks now.
Yeah.
It's like you've unlocked memories I didn't realize I had.
The Ratatouille meme.
Oh, you're the Ratatouille.
What's your answer, boys?
For me, it's got to be two franchises, actually. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to say Horizon, and that's just the matter of timing for me, because, I mean, it's like, I love the world building of it, the way it's just so original. I love Aloy as a character and her backstory. I think my trouble with it is just finding the time to invest in all of it, because I even love the dialogue wheel and whatnot, and unfortunately I find myself skipping that and just getting straight to the mission just because I'm subconsciously telling myself that I need to play catch up with it, like finish it just so I can get the hype that everyone else is getting out of it. And I mean, it's such a great game, a great PlayStation exclusive, but I just don't know. I don't have the time for it. Well, I can't make the time for it. And the second one for me is going to be the Yakuza franchise. And that's even more surprising to me because, like, I love the crime genre and film and television. And like, Yakuza is such a unique take on it. It's probably the only form of media you have focusing on a crime syndicate in Japan. And
That's
even
true.
the over-the-top combat style of it, I love that, the humor and just that surrealness, but it's just so dense. I mean, across 7 games, most of which I own, but it's just so hard for me to really dive into it and stay interested long enough.
Yeah, that's understandable. Like the Yakuza thing, definitely. Like I've never played them. I remember I picked up Judgment a few years ago to like try that out. And I didn't really get into it. But yeah, that's completely, especially because there are so many too at this point. It's kind of like it's very jarring to like get into it at this point. But Horizon, like I definitely understand that, the whole like, especially with the getting through them, because they're long games. They're RPGs too, so it's not like you can just like beeline the story. You kind of have to like, explore and grind and stuff like that, level up. On top of that, like the dialogue, like you were saying, it can be very long. Like I sometimes will sit like 15 minutes listening to all the dialogue. It's so, I can't really blame you there for skipping, but I mean if you ever do like find the time, I think it's definitely worth it. Because I think the Horizon games are pretty great once you get into them, but yeah, I mean, it's understandable. Time is a huge player in that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's all I got for this episode. If you guys had anything else to add, you can. But if not, we can go ahead and wrap it up and go on about our night.
Sounds good to me. I've got nothing else to say.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm all talked out.
I actually have an opinion question.
All right.
So, if you had to choose between Mortal Kombat 1 and perhaps something like, well, I was considering getting the Bayonetta and Vanquish double pack.
Get Bayonetta and Vanquish for Vanquish. Not necessarily Bayonetta.
I was gonna go the Mortal Kombat route.
If you're looking for, I hear mixed things about Mortal Kombat. I've never played it myself, so take what I said with a grain of salt on that topic. I feel like people like 11 more. I don't know. Something's telling me. Just based on how mixed one seems. Not saying it's a bad game. If you want mileage, Mortal Kombat's probably the game for you just because, it's got an online scene. Meanwhile, Bayonetta and Vanquish don't.
I would say it also depends
Also, I don't
on.
know how big you are on fighting games.
I would also say it also depends on what you look for in a Mortal Kombat game. Like, I'm not like a huge Mortal Kombat guy. I've played. The latest one I played was 10, and I played like some of the old ones back in the day on like PlayStation 2. But other than that, I've never been super into it. So, like, I guess it depends on with this being like a whole reset of like the timeline and everything. If you like some of the changes they've made, if you're into that, I would say go for it. But if you feel like you're probably better off, not getting invested in that, then I'll go the Bayonetta route.
Hey man, I got one question. You guys heard of this game called Onimusha? Is that good?
Oh, I've heard of that. Like, it's got a cult following, I think.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've never played it though.
Okay. Just saw a sale. I don't know. I might get it.
What's the game?
It's Onimusha. I just looks like some game I saw on Jam Packed, like demos. It's like samurai, hack and slash. PS2. There's a couple of them, I think. It's on sale. It was on sale on Steam. I was like, man, I might get that on my deck, man.
Yeah, I think that's from Capcom, from what I remember.
I might just get the emulator. I can save myself.
Oh, but there is also, a game.
Have you heard of it? Wait, there's one more. It's called Astral Rush. I think it's called Astral Rush. Isn't that by Platinum Games as well?
Astral Rush?
Is that something like that? Astral something.
Astral Chain.
Yeah.
Yes. I've heard of it. Yeah. Is it good?
Yeah. No, but I just thought, like, hey man, maybe you might like it because it was like a hack and slash. It was like a platinum. It was supposed to be really good, but I just thought of it. I never had a chance to play it, but it does look sick. But I might get it too because I can just get like that, like as a ROM. But yeah,
I might need to check it out too, just because it's been a few years since the only other platinum game that I was really thinking about was Nier Replicant. I still haven't gotten that game. I need to, but that might be another platinum game to look forward to. I'll look that up.
Yep.
There's actually a classic game that just finally made its way back onto the digital market recently. It's from Obsidian Entertainment. It's called Alpha Protocol.
I know what you're talking about. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like surprisingly, I'm just so surprised at how one of a kind it is. I mean, tactical espionage RPG, it just sounds so perfect. Like, it should have been a hit.
Yeah, I think that they're, I don't know, but I've heard of that game. It's pretty well known for that.
Yeah, I think it made its way onto GOG.com with a few improvements to it from before.
Yeah, I'd have to check it out.
Yep, just that 18 Obsidian. Bucks.
They're always trying something new, man. I still have to beat what's called the Outer Worlds.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. Pretty good things about that.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. I was hoping like it'd be as deep as New Vegas, but I mean, it's still a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, especially as you as like a Fallout fan, like I feel like you could definitely.
I mean, they're making a new one up for Xbox.
Wait, they're making a new what?
A new one on the Xbox, Outer Worlds 2.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they're making another game too. I forgot what it's called, but it's like a game in the based on Pillars of Eternity. I don't know, Boyce, you know what I'm talking about?
Pillars of Eternity. Let's see. I'm looking it up now. See, it's not Deadfire. That's on Switch. Pillars of Eternity 3.
So it's just a new Pillars game, or is it like it's something new?
It's called Avowed. That's what it's called. It looks kind of like what they did with Outer Worlds, which is kind of like a Fallout. It's kind of like a mini Skyrim, it looks like. But it looks pretty interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. I think they have gameplay of it out now. But it's coming out pretty soon. I don't know if it's going to be... Yeah, that much good, but I'm just
at some point just the, at some the, point this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm looking up because they're really good writers. So
this actually looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you said it like it's almost like a You said it plays like a Outer Worlds type game.
Yeah, it's like what they did with Outer Worlds, where it's like a mini Fallout. You know, it's like a hub based, and you know, it's kind of shorter. It looks like a mini like what they did that, but it's like Skyrim because it's got like medieval, but there are guns and stuff like that. but it's not like, you know, it's like those pirate, what do they call the cannons? Where there's combat. I don't know. They're trying to make the combat better.
I almost feel like as someone who like wanted to get into Fallout, but found it kind of like overwhelming because of how like big it is. I feel like something more small scale, like Outer Worlds or like this, would kind of scratch that itch for me.
Oh, you never played Starfield, right?
I did. I did. I kind of put it down after a while, though.
How was it for you?
I just thought it was pretty fun from what I played. It was just one of those things where it was like so much I know to it. You know, it's just kind of like, it's a lot.
And it's really not an open world, right? It's like hubs, somewhat. like Mass
yeah.
Effect.
Yeah. And it's like, I think a lot of the planets stuff are like more procedurally generated. So it's not even really like, it's like set yeah. or anything. So. Outside of like a few select
I don't know how planets. I feel about it. Yeah. I mean, you guys hear about game. Mass Effect 4?
Which one?
Mass Effect 4 is apparently going to be like coming out like way, way into the future. But that might be a lie. You know, they might just be trolling, but they did say like 2028.
Jesus.
Wow.
But hey, that gives me time to finish the original trilogy. If I ever decide to do that.
Hey, man, you should. I did, man. I had a lot of fun with that, actually.
I wish more developers would do what CD Projekt Red did and just say, coming when it's ready.
Well, you know.
Boy, damn well.
I mean, it pretty last.
Yeah, because that's what happened with, like, when you rush it, that's what happened with Cyberpunk the first time around, remember?
Right, it came out, it wasn't ready.
Well, no,
that whole yeah. situation was fishy.
It wasn't
anyway.
Ready at all. Yeah.
It, gosh, I remember when someone like leaked early gameplay of like the PS4 version of it at launch, and it was just so clunky, like it almost made you think it was a bad PC edit or something.
I was genuinely.
It's ready when it's ready, man. Terrible. Hey, man, Wolverine didn't look that either. These freaking cops are just waiting.
Oh, and did you guys hear about that canceled Spider-Man multiplayer game?
Yeah, what was it? The Great Web or something like that?
Yeah.
To be honest, in execution, I don't know how well that actually would have worked as a game, but yeah.
Yeah, I would try to play
You're starting to bot, Eric. Your signal must be weak. I'm not even sure you can hear us.
So, like, a part of me can almost see like how they're setting the ground for it, like in the main Spider-Man 2 game with the buddy or companion interactions, like when you yeah. swing throughout yeah. the city. Uh-huh.
I feel like they kind of got the idea from that, probably just like, how can we build on this? And also, like, you know, the whole multiverse thing was like huge. They were like, hey, we could like capitalize off this. And I just feel like ultimately it probably was one of those things that yeah. was kind of like it was probably a better idea in theory than an execution. So
the combat or like that implementation.
Yeah, and also, like, you know, just, like, having a bunch of Spider-Men swinging around the city, like, I didn't know if it was going to be like that or how the whole thing was going to work. Like I said, like, it sounds, like, really cool, but I'm just trying to think in my head of, like, how it would have actually worked as, like, a multiplayer game. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could have been cool, but the trailer looked cool, I know that much, but, you know.
Well, we know that they tried the light once, so they might try again.
They could. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, but it'll be know, later
you
on.
You know, Sony has yeah. a habit of canceling multiplayer projects. So
yeah,
no, I'm just kidding, kind of.
Yeah, rest in peace, Last of Us, man. Yeah.
I feel like Suicide Squad and Gotham Knights probably killed that entire idea.
Yeah, and it's surprising me that Warner Brothers is still trying.
Yep.
But you never know.
They got to go out, man. I mean, Didn't they release the Joker thing already?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
They did. Yeah.
I'm gonna look it up later on.
They also brought back Multiverses. They were like, hey, let's put this back out, I guess. Which I will say wasn't a bad game.
Hot Topic Joker. Yeah, the Hot Topic Joker with the damaged tattoo on his forehead. That's the one that you get to play as, basically. Fuckboy Joker.
It's so crazy how they keep trying to modernize a literal sociopath who, while he's an intriguing character, still just hilarious, yeah, but also satirical.
Murderous. Evil. Yeah, sadistic. I'm pretty sure that it's still probably more fun to play, I don't know, maybe not, than Gotham Knights.
Like, based on...
I don't know, hard to say.
Based on the Reddit headlines I've seen, like, most people are just pissed off about the story decisions and Kill the Justice League than anything.
Yeah, dude. All you had to do is not have Batman get shot like that, bro. That's all you had to do.
I keep hearing that wasn't... Because they have this whole roadmap for the other seasons, right? So that's gotta mean that the Justice League aren't actually dead. It's still stupid regardless, but like, that's gotta be what they're trying to say.
If they were, so they were passing a lot more. They were planning on having a lot more positive reception for people like, man, I can't wait to see what happened, but that didn't happen. Right? Everyone's done with it immediately.
Nobody liked it. Nobody.
You know, they might not even be able to release all that DLC. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe this game will be
the new
Cyberpunk. Nah, bro. This might be the next Cyberpunk redemption story, dude.
We'll see.
Give it 5 years, dude. How long did it take Cyberpunk?
Jesus.
How long did Cyberpunk take to be redeemed?
It took all that in an anime. So the Suicide Squad is getting an anime. That's all that. Too.
Are you kidding?
So maybe
they're just making anime nowadays.
If it works, ref, it sells.
If they give us Idris Elba, say Bloodsport, then maybe that could be redemption. I mean, he did save Cyberpunk.
True.
Yeah. I love how he basically just completely replaced Deadshot. He's like basically the same character.
Yeah, literally.
But I'm here for it, dude. He was a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah, that movie's way better.
A lot more likable.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah. Like, sadly, they got all their use out of pre-slap Will Smith.
Oh, I wasn't going to say all that, but...
All right, before we get, it's like after before we get happened, too crazy
DC,
over here...
DC was like, we need...
Before we get too crazy
DC here, Studios, actually, like, yo, kinda, we need to talk.
We're going too far off the deep end. But
anyways,
I'll go ahead and end it here. That's all from me. That's all we got. Real time podcast. hopefully, you know, we can keep it up and keep getting better and better, and hopefully people stick around. So that's it for episode 1. Gonna end it here. See you guys on the next one.